Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 18 of the Wandering Menagerie. That's our name. D&D podcast. Hope everyone's having a good time. We certainly aren't late getting to session at all. Not one bit.
Not in the slightest.
But last session, the party, acting upon information that they have attained from Noam, going undercover as a dwarf, trying to figure out information from the Cardinal of Therizdune, the party realized there was going to be an attack on a supply caravan that they were already going to be protecting. With this knowledge, Ophelia ordered half the caravan to stay behind, and the party moved up with 10 of the wagons. They continued until they were ambushed by golems. Currently, the party has lost 2 wagons to being exploded by these golems that seem to have a kind of internal combustion device, and still have 7 more that they need to defend, one of which already kind of broken down and defenseless against the fires of the golems. So, we are just going to start where we left off. Back at the start of combat, Christopher, it is your turn. What, Noam?
I'm not on the initiative order.
Oh, because I just had you going when Ophelia was going, so please do roll initiative, yes.
There we go.
Bam. There you go. Christopher.
I want to hit something. Recklessly. Great Axe, go!
Oh, 13! Actually.
What, Juby?
He's like.
What? Okay, I'm just gonna ignore Juby then.
I think he was saying he was gonna change the music.
Oh, he did change the music. There we go.
Oh, perfect. The music is now perfect. As Christopher swings the Great Axe down, a 15 to hit. It simply just hits the golem and does no damage.
Got it. That'll end my turn.
Falula, you are up next.
Get him, girl.
Damn, so close. All right. Hi. Oh, right, I moved it to a different page. I'm going to try and smack this guy at the bomb vial. And actually, maybe hit this time.
Oh, go on. Make your spell attack. A 25 does hit!
Fucking hell!
Finally, the first bomb vial.
Oh, right, I need to roll damage separately. My bad.
Yes, a 25 hits the golem right next to you, just reach into your pocket, pull out a bomb vial, throw it in his face.
Okay. Okay, cool. I'll work with that.
Scorch away a bit of the stone around his face, but not enough to bring him down. At the end of your turn, Faluli.
It is.
Next up is going to be Ophelia. First thing that's going to happen. Ophelia's sitting here. She's going to attack the guy below her. Twenty-five to hit does hit. Eight points of damage. She is going to kill the golem below her. She will need to make a dexterity saving throw as it begins to detonate. That is a success. She will take half damage, which is only 3. Cart will take full damage, though. leaving it looking beat up, but not on fire. After that, Osvogel uses his turn to move down, healing Wordling Sean to get her up from, him up from dying. Seven points of health back. Seven. On his turn, Lingshan's gonna come up to this golem, try and make a strength check to push it away from the cart. Ooh, a 5 for strength, not great. It's gonna succeed. Perfect. And I believe the only two left is Willow. 11 misses. Haskell. And an 18 does hit, dealing 7 damage to the one in between them. Victoria, it is now your turn.
It's my turn! Fuck! I mess with that one. Ah, fudge. I'll let Lingshan handle that one. I'll move here. The one next to Falula.
Okay.
I'm gonna start blast them. Is it 12 hit?
A 12 misses.
Shit! Okay, that's my turn, I guess.
Juby!
Alright. I'm getting really tired of these damn things. And just gonna look at this guy right here. And hold on, I am currently adding something to this. There was, in fact, gonna use Chaos Bolt.
A 20 will hit.
And
that's
9 plus 1. I'm still tinkering with this. I forgot to add the damage thing. Hold on. Remove a 1 from that and let me roll a 1d6.
So it's still 15 plus a d6.
Yeah.
The heck is this spell? So 17 damage?
Yeah. Let's see. And it'll be thunder damage.
Okay. It will, in fact, die, causing it to explode.
Shit, he's going to, go up about 10 feet, a little more than hover over this one.
Well, can you give me a second to explode with the golem real quick?
Oh, right. The golem is blowing up.
Yes, so dexterity saving throw from Lingshan. She will succeed, meaning she only takes 3 damage. Thankfully, she doesn't die from that. However, all the fruit and vegetables in this car are burned up in the explosion.
Ah, shit, it still goes out?
Yeah, it's an AoE attack. And the cart was already destroyed, meaning it gets caught by the fire.
I thought only the wheels were out. Oh, wait, the fire.
Whenever they have an X on them, that means the fruit and vegetables are exposed to being dyed. Dead. But.
Yeah.
Keep going on.
No, that'll be it. He's gonna get on the floor.
Perfect. Falula, does a 4 hit?
No.
This one is going to take its best option. 5, 10. Juby, I need a dexterity saving throw.
A dexterity saving throw? Gotcha.
Yes, and Lingshan will have to make one as well, as this golem gets between you and Lingshan and blows itself up. Okay, that'll be half damage for you. Let's see? Half damage for Lingshan, thankfully. 3 points of damage, Juby.
Alright.
And
just ignoring the 20.
Nat 20s on saves don't do anything.
Fair.
Noam, it is your turn.
Okay. I have an idea, and it's probably gonna hurt. I'd like to grow, so can you make me bigger, please?
Yes, I can. You become giant.
And then I want to move here and grapple this guy.
Okay. Make me a athletics or acrobatics check against his.
Alright, I'll do that. Athletics then. Bit better. No, it's not.
Still same roll.
Oh wait, no, I got advantage. It's 11.
Meets it, it beats it. He in fact saves.
Damn it.
You fail to pick up the golem, it's just a little too big and heavy for you to get a hand around.
Damn her being almost 8 feet. Oh, bigger. That is all she can do then.
Okay. This golem will take its turn to attack Haskell, the smaller creature. That is a miss. This one is dead. This one is going to step right here. Noam? Actually, wait, you have a glaive, don't you, Noam?
Yes.
That means he wouldn't get an attack of opportunity. Is he still within your attack range? Which means he is going to attack the cart. And miss the cart, thankfully. Final one's dead. Christopher, it is now your turn.
Turn me up! This guy's a problem. Let's throw him. I can't do that. But what I can try is, the wall is still intact, correct?
You mean the cart?
Yes.
Yes, it is not marked as broken yet. It is still intact.
Got it. So I think I'll take the L with the Andrew cart. Might just try to kill it because I don't see a way to move him away at this time.
Yep, all up to you.
So I'm gonna I'll just use reckless attack, great axe him.
Got it. That means you have nat 20.
Ah!
Yeah!
does so much damage, you split the golem perfectly in half.
Yeah.
And then I need a dexterity saving throw.
Yeah, shit.
13 is actually good enough. You are only going to take 2 points of damage, but sadly the cart is going to break, spilling its contents onto the floor, but not on fire.
Gary.
Is that the end of your turn, Christopher?
Yep.
Falula.
I'm gonna Thaka's behead.
That hits.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand what you said for a second.
I did not either.
Or is it thwack?
Did not sound like it. It did not sound like English.
What did it sound like?
It sounded like bawaka.
It did.
What?
Yeah, it sounded like I'm gonna bawaka his head.
You know what? Falula says it canonically.
That's as far as Ophelia. Oh, sorry, was that the end of your turn? I probably should ask that. Okay, good. So let's see. As Vago used another one of those, meaning he's pretty down. Oh my gosh, I forgot that the most important character didn't attack last turn. Landau Jappard.
Landau Jappard.
He's gonna attack the one with you, Falula. 11 misses. I'll give him a second attack because I skipped his other turn. 11 misses. That's perfect. Willow's going to make an attack with advantage. 21 to hit. 6 points of damage. Pascal will make attack with advantage as well. Missing. The last person would be Osvago. He is going to cure wounds first level on Mr. Ling Shan, as Ling Shan is looking absolutely horrid. And it is back to your turn, Victoria.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna hit that guy this time. Achoo! Yes!
Starblast, as it is a ranged 24. Attack that you are making in melee, is actually disadvantaged.
No, this one.
That one, Falula. This okay, one. good save. Roll damage.
7.
As you let this kind of starry blast out from the palm of your hand, you just hit it right in the back of the head, causing its head to fly up and off of its body. It is dead.
I did it!
Falula!
Hey!
Dexterity saving throw.
What?
Alright.
That card's dead, and that's a fail. Falula, you take 12 points of fire damage as this golem just explodes.
So we killed it, but it still explodes.
They've been exploding once they die, every single one.
Yeah, well, I'm tired.
Aren't we all?
I'm tired of this, Grandpa!
That's too damn bad.
Juby! Oh, sorry, Victoria was at the end of your turn.
Yes, that was the end of my turn.
Juby, it is now your turn.
Well, Juby is majorly frustrated, but he still got stuff to do.
Juby is still raging, so I would hope...
My life.
Same.
That is where I think you'll dash.
Dash, that would give you 60 feet.
Yep. Where he'll be. Doesn't want to get too close to the explosion. That'll be his turn.
That one is dead. Noam! It's your turn. There's only one golem left. Three carts are destroyed. Sorry, five carts are destroyed. Three packages of fruits and vegetables are destroyed.
I'm trying to work out where I can go. I'll get there. I can reach around. Alright, I moved there. And, well, we're gonna whack. I don't think there's a way out of this.
Whack over Willow?
Well, I'm tall enough!
Yeah, you are. You 100% are. 19 does hit. Roll for damage.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, it does it. He's still standing.
12 points. Barely. As you reach up and over Willow, just striking with your glaive into his forehead, almost splitting his head straight in half.
Action search.
You're technically flanking, so I will give you the 23. And that is going to be enough to kill him. I'll need a dexterity saving throw from Haskell, Willow, and Victoria.
Watch this shit.
Haskell fails.
Yeah.
Victoria passed.
17.
Victoria, you do pass.
I'm so good at this.
And Willow passes.
Oh wait, it's next to the fucking.
Yeah, it's next to a cup.
Oh shit.
So thankfully, with this explosion, it is not enough damage to actually knock out the cart.
Woohoo!
The cart had just enough remaining durability not to be knocked over. But you will take 4 points of damage, Victoria.
Uh-oh.
And with that, combat ends.
Yippee.
Alright, roll call, who's alive?
I am.
Haskell, like, kind of looks up to you. Not very alive.
Stay here, honey! I can't heal you, I'm sorry. Osvago!
Osvago's gonna look up. I can heal, but only those that are most injured. I only have 2 more in me.
Okay, not me then.
I'm good. You
realize I'm a healer, right?
Right. What?
Kind of.
I thought you were like a
bombing specialist.
Yeah, that.
I'm that too.
At this
but
point,
I can also help my friends.
At this point, also, Ophelia's gonna say, "Everyone, don't let your guard down. We haven't seen the elf, the dwarf, or the cardinal."
I was just kind of thinking of that. Hey, should I get an aerial view?
Oh!
Can I give a perception with my height to see?
Yes. Juby, feel free to do an aerial view. Haskell, also inspect the surrounding areas.
I'm going to try.
Question.
Okay, let Christopher speak real quick.
Okay.
I'm going to try to, like, actually get the food together. And kind of start get what I can into the rest of the working caravans.
Yeah, get the 2 damaged carts, kind of pack them up onto the other ones.
Sure. Could they be repaired by chance?
No.
Got it.
Not fast enough to get them. And I would say at this point, only one driver probably would have died. I think the rest of the drivers, as soon as fighting happened, kind of ran away, hid in the woods.
Yeah.
But they would have come back and, like, they're kind of helping you, Christopher, pick everything up and move it around.
Awesome.
Kind of be like, okay, thank you, Mr. Ice Guy. Let's get things to town before we get attacked again, right? We're not gonna get attacked again, right?
Yes.
Maybe.
Dude, we don't know. Just load stuff in.
What can I see up here?
Juby, as you are kind of flying up above, you can very clearly see the southern gate of the wall. Let's see. Did you roll a perception?
I was waiting for you. Shit.
You can see forests, flowers, the southern side of the wall. At this point, you can kind of see the sunset far in the distance, kind of this almost beautiful pinkish, orangish sunset that is completely thrown off by the absolutely blinding sun. Noam, you don't see much more. Even with your height, the trees are about as tall as you. There doesn't seem to be much else. And then Haskell... Go on.
I was just gonna say, let's just get everything packed up and get moving.
Haskell's gonna kind of look up. Ophelia, after a quick, look around, I don't see anything. But, I didn't see anything before the attack. It's very possible they're hiding underground like the golems were. That's all fine, Haskell.
I don't see anything up here either.
Alright, Juby, we need your strength. Get down here and start packing things up.
Alright.
Let's return to town. I'm going to signal for the other caravan to pass through.
How badly damaged is all this?
The food?
The cart.
The carts that have spilled food... their wheels are split, their walls are completely crumbled, they're probably like the places where they attach the horses are probably completely snapped off.
Is it more than mending could fix?
Yes.
Damn.
But
this was like the people had to absolutely sit there, beat the crap out of it to get all the fruits and vegetables to spill out.
I respect that. Hey, could any of them be repaired with ice?
I don't know. Do you think they could?
God, shit. How damaged? I mean, which is the least damaged, like, externally? Because I understand the horses are gone. They're snapped off. Are some walls or a wheel...
could
a wall and a wheel be made?
This one is probably the least damaged. The one Falula's by.
Alright.
Because it didn't get broken by brute force. It kind of, like, burned a little bit.
Okay. Could I try to reinforce the exterior? And just reinforce the area and literally with the ice. And also try to pull it myself? That's not going to end well.
Give me.
But me and Juby. My dog.
Are the wheels broken in this one?
I'd say at least one of them is.
Could I... Yep.
Hey, can we remove this?
What?
Get the wheel off.
Sure.
I want to try something.
Sure.
And with that, he is going to wield up his staff and is going to create a wheel out of honeycomb.
Holy shit. What the fuck?
So considering it is only a foot, it is too small to be a full wagon wheel.
Shit. Wait, hold on.
I'm holding on.
Is there any of the wheels from any of the other carts?
The wheel would have to be, like, twice its size.
Are there any wheels from the other parts?
I mean, yeah.
Or are the other carts?
There are plenty of other wheels if you'd like to salvage them from other carts.
Oh, yeah. Let's try that.
Okay, wait. So, like, do you maybe, like, want to grab one of the wheels, salvage, just slap it on?
Yeah, I can try it. We can either mend it or
My next suggestion was I just create a part of we cut off a part of the wheel. I create some honeycomb and you fast it on with your eyes.
I like it. Might be burning the kitchen. You know what I mean?
What does that mean?
Burning the kitchen?
What? You guys don't know that?
No.
Like burning the machinery.
The what?
What does that mean?
He's getting annoyed. Dude, no, like, if you're overcomplicating a problem and trying to add more parts to it than is necessary. I like the ideas. They're great ideas. But if we just strap a wheel on and maybe ice it, or maybe just tie a rope to it, see if that helps it. I don't know if the hunter. Dude!
But...
Get me a wheel.
Alright.
Yeah, you see Chris just...
gonna fuck. Just...
How is he a wizard? How is he a wizard? I need someone to explain it to me. He can't even pay attention for 5 minutes. How am I supposed to believe he listened to a lecture?
He's just gonna, like, how do you call him design out, though? He's just gonna kick into the forest. Just, like, that direction.
No, we could sell that! And I was
no,
hungry.
No, it's fine. He's just gonna slap it on, you know, where the wheel used to be.
You just take a wheel and slap it on?
Yeah.
At this point, the farmers are just like, "No, that's not. Just,
what do you mean?
Just, we'll do it. We'll do it. Please, please stop touching
okay.
our carts."
Well, no, there's the wheel.
Christopher, your name is.
Sure.
Sure.
Could you come over here and just like kind of ice the parts we tell you to?
Sure.
And with that, they will help you, Christopher, kind of put the wheel on. If you would like to assist. Oh, go on.
I would. I guess I would communicate that, you know, this firmer ice compared to the more slick-like ice and ask where it is most appropriate.
Yeah, they honestly probably mostly use it to kind of reinforce the, like, inner kind of... not slattings, kind of inner rods of the wheel, kind of be like,
right,
yeah, can you just, like, reinforce here? It should make to town or until your ice melts.
Sure, my ice doesn't melt, don't worry.
That's not possible. Anyway.
No. You're not possible.
But yeah. Using an icy inspiration point.
We got a new cart, team!
Yes, you are able to successfully manage to make a new cart. Not make a new cart, but retrieve one that is not quite broken.
Dude, we're just gonna create a mug of honey for himself. He's just taking some sips, looking at the destroyed cart.
Juby made a cup of honey that he starts sipping.
Yes.
Juby, I need a constitution saving throw. Juby?
Shit.
You are now completely wired out of your mind.
Damn, guys. Shit's kind of... it's really messed up, isn't it? It's like explosions really do major damage.
What?
We have a drunk thing.
Well, hold on. Let me. He's gonna reach into the cart and like grab like. Is it like a part of the food that is like sizzled but not entirely a burnt charcoal?
Yeah, I'd say there's probably like a bit of corn that got roasted in its husk.
Yeah, he's grabbing it and just tearing it up. Like, damn, this stuff could still be good though, you know? He's just gonna just take a bite out of it, strip it. Husk's still on. Did I already mention I stripped it? Whatever.
You did? I like to imagine you peeled off part of the husk and then just ate all the inside kind of golden hairs.
Yeah. I'm just saying, maybe we can salvage the food. Anybody got a spell for that? Maybe we freeze it, we can like bring it back. You know, it's the opposite of burning. Burning is destroying. A lot in preservation. But
somebody convince me not to strangle him.
What if it's rejuvenation?
Somebody tell me that we still need him.
We do need him. I mean, he's strong.
By the way, yeah. I must say, for people listening, I realize I can't see. Juby did roll a nat 1 on his constitution saving throw. And he already claimed that honey was a narcotic, so.
Juby?
He is stressed. Hold on. He's gonna like pop out some combs and like start matching them up with the broken view. Like,
nope.
Yep, I think I can fix this.
All the honeycombs he's making are all misshapen and squiggly.
Yeah.
Juby, you're not helping.
He grabbed the
yes, Falula?
I mean, like,
if if that's considered a narcotic, is that a type of poison?
Technically yes.
Yeah.
Technically, okay. For bees, it would count as a poison because narcotics and drugs are poisons.
Hold on, maybe if I could just, maybe I just match it up.
Juby,
with the cracks.
You all of a sudden, your world goes from spinny. You kind of see these like perfectly round honeycombs you've made. All of a sudden, it's like your FOV slider got slid. You just zoom back into your own vision.
Oh, God.
You get a massive headache. You kind of feel the thickness of the honey in your stomach. You see these just wildly improportionate honeycombs you made.
Oh, God, what is... who made this? Did I make this?
You.
Okay. Juby, you're gonna actually see...
Don't do that again.
You can see Chris on the verge of raging for a second time. like, bro, like, the ice has formed around his neck. And okay. He's just...
Whoa. Let's... Chris.
I'm good. I just have to clear one thing up.
Okay.
Did you just get high on our patrol? Well, we have a job.
Okay, oh, now shit. That I think about it. Yes, I was not... I was really frustrated, and I needed something to drink, and I kind of forgot about the reason I stay away from honey.
We are commanding officer right close by.
Ophelia is just standing kind of over, hands on hips, just staring at you.
Can you please, for future reference, not do that, especially when we are fighting for our lives? Pretty please. I'd really appreciate that. That would be outstanding. I get we weren't fighting, but we could be fighting at any point in time.
Well,
and you're also very insufferable when you're high.
Okay.
I thought I made that clear to you.
It was my bad. I don't accept any punishment. He'll look over at, you know, the commander.
How about talking about your punishment right now? We all go back to loading things, and we get back to town before we get attacked.
Why was I given the power to create this stuff?
Less of a punishment and more of just a passing comment. Juby, if you do that again and it endangers my friends, I will not help you.
Endangers your friend? Well, why would I attack you guys?
That's not what Falula's saying.
I don't
you
get it.
You mean you being high will throw off if we get attacked?
Well, that would be the right mind with Jink, but they're not in a fight. Actually, some do, actually. Some actually do. I take that back.
Let's just... General rule, we don't get high before or during we fights.
Yes, now let's move on.
Can we all be good with that?
Honey. I'm just not gonna create honey.
I'm right at the barracks. In... off time.
Yeah.
That stuff is pure, though. It was not that bad when I tried it.
Alright, y'all. Let's get this stuff together and...
Oh god, is this illegal? Do I have illegal honey?
Oh my god. This.
I think I should ask some superiors about that later.
Probably.
Alright, loading! Loading, yeah. Newbie's just gonna get right on to, getting all the food that he can and loading him on, pushing the cart if he has to.
I will
load
say,
the cup.
Takes you guys probably about 10 minutes to load up all the carts. But after a while, all the carts are loaded. All the farmers are kind of back on their respective carts. Some kind of double up. And the caravan continues moving. for the rest of the time, kind of coming back to town, it's probably only about a 20-30 minute drive to reach the outskirts of town, as you guys have already walked for an hour or two. Nothing else happens. The situation is completely under control. And the caravan is welcomed by some gate guards who give you and your squad salutes as Ophelia comes by. And the caravan rolls into town. Ophelia looks at you all. Okay. Now that we're in town, those of you who need medical support, if you wish to go and rest, you can, but the rest of you, I'm going to require you to come and stay with me as we deliver this to the warehouse in the castle. So any of you need to leave for medical support? Haskell's gonna raise her hand. I'm gonna go.
I might need a little bit, yeah.
I'm fine.
I should be mostly okay, but resting would be appreciated.
Yes, you will have a chance to rest after a while, but I want you all to keep diligent. While we were out on this mission, I didn't tell you just to avoid any leaks, but the Cardinal of Thera's Dune was supposed to have been arrested while we were on our mission. We don't know if he was still in the church. Keep an eye out for him. He might have it out for you.
Matt.
Or your fellow soldiers didn't fail at their job and apprehended him peacefully.
Did he have known it was us, though?
Considering the golems were his creations, he would probably know you're in a weakened state, as it seems like the golems themselves had no direct, intelligence, but were probably running on orders from him. I would reckon he probably was watching us while we fought.
Creepy.
Yes, quite so.
But I'll walk Haskell to get medical assistance as I need it as well.
All right. And with that, Ophelia will turn and kind of just continue leading the carts.
Come on, Haskell. Let's get going.
You and Haskell just kind of... Haskell's definitely, like, limping away. Haskell's not in good shape.
Oh, darling.
But you both kind of walk away, heading back to the barracks for medical attention. The rest of you continue on with Ophelia to the castle. Honestly, it's... Nope, never mind. As you all are kind of leading the caravan to the castle, kind of starborn humans, gnomes, not dwarves, elves, kind of like the whole citizenry of this town, kind of start peeking their head out of their windows. And as you guys are walking this caravan in between, most people know what it's for, and you all start getting kind of these cheers and applause, just like, yay! The festival's happening! I can't wait! And kind of people are just like, thank you, thank you!
They love us! They really love
walking,
us!
I'm definitely keeping an eye out for any issues, but I would be back to normal height.
Yep. And normal issues do not happen.
Keeping a particularly close eye on fucking Juby, remembering, you know,
my boy taking illegal drugs in the middle of a military operation.
As you do.
We all make those mistakes.
Yo, you're so lucky Landau wasn't here. He
oh my gosh, Landau
into you.
Oh my god.
I would have paid so much money, bro.
Yeah, but The rest of the time, kind of escorting this to the castle, is very uneventful. You all just escort it in. No issues arise. No one tries to attack you. No one heckles you. The guards at the front gate just let you through. no issue. And the delivery is made. Ophelia will kind of look to you all. All right. You all dismissed for the day. Take the day off to rest, clean up, go do whatever you'd like. But keep an eye out. I wouldn't travel alone. Especially you, Noam. You are to stick with Victoria once you make it back with her.
Yeah, I'll go find Victoria.
Hey, Ophelia.
Yes, Juby.
So what are the repercussions?
Your punishment will come at a later date.
Yeah.
Actually, I know the perfect punishment. Juby,
what is that?
By tomorrow morning, you are to turn in your crystal ball.
Which one?
Damn, he just got them.
The new one you just received from the queen.
Oh, sure, he just tosses it at her.
Dude.
I'm taking 50 gold out of your paycheck.
Ah, there, that's the stinger.
You can have your magic ball back. She kind of tosses it back. I thought that would hurt you a bit more.
No, it doesn't work with me.
That's true. Wait, you're not a real wizard.
What? Then how is he casting magic? He's using creation magic. How is he a wizard?
He said something about my blood.
What?
Remember how I cut myself and tried to like wrap my blood around this?
No.
No? Were you not there for that?
Listen, I have more important things to be dealing with. I'm not. I'm heading back to the room. All right. All right.
Yes. I gotta go find Victoria.
Good luck with that.
Victoria, you lead Haskell back to your room in the barracks. Honestly, there probably is kind of like this little people as they kind of see you, Victoria. There's this like kind of little cheer and whoops from soldiers. Not loud, but as you weren't around the caravan when the big ones that were happening, some of the other soldiers were probably clued into what was happening. And are just like, yo, good job. You didn't lose the caravan, did ya?
No, we certainly... Nope.
That's what we expect from an Alistrazi. And someone, like, looks over.
Shit.
We're so lucky we have a dragon tamer on our side, aren't we?
Ah, fuck.
And
Yeah.
You
so amazing.
You lead Haskell back to your guys' barracks, and Haskell just immediately lays on her bed and just dies.
Wait, Haskell, before you kind of go to sleep there for
she looks at you with these like sullen, sunken eyes. Yeah, yes, Victoria.
I just wanna. You have a. No, it's okay. You can go. I'll go get one of them.
No, I'll be fine. I'm just gonna go to sleep.
Yeah, that's fine.
Good night, Victoria.
Good night.
And she just passes out on the spot.
It is not the right time to ask her that.
Just hops in bed and dies.
you guys ever get done with a big drive, get to a hotel room, flop on your bed? That's what she just did.
Every time, dude.
Like if you cry every time.
Wait, why are you on a bed? We gotta go get medical attention. Haskell, wake up!
Haskell's too far asleep.
Shit.
Yep.
I'll go get
Lula
the medical
just like
attention,
slowly pulls
man.
Out a bomb vial, just like, I'll make him wake up.
When did you get here? Were you here the whole time, Valula?
I just follow you around.
Victoria's got a song.
Discussion about that later, but let's go. I gotta go find Noam. And get fucking healed. Haskell can sleep this one through.
Okay.
At this point, what is the rest of the party doing?
I return to sleep area.
I just had like a brain fart. Wasn't today a day off?
Now it is.
She basically just went, good job on your guys' mission. Keep an eye out. Don't travel alone. It's now a day off. It's still probably before midday, though. I mean, midnight.
But
I'd be traveling with Christopher back to the barracks, trying to find Victoria.
Osvago probably would be heading with you guys, too.
Yay.
Shit. Is there anyone still there with me?
What? You want us to wait up for you?
I mean, Willow's still there.
Do we walk with the whole crew team? Or do we just leave? Actually, yeah, Chris said he had important things to do. He's scared about the dog.
Hey, Willow.
Yes, Juby?
Can you head over to the churches with me? I need to go see one of the cardinals.
If you promise to give me some honey.
Yeah, sure.
Got it, let's go.
Just walks on out.
Yeah, she'll kind of, like, escort you.
Like, you know, I can't go anywhere alone, and basically everyone's gone.
I don't care. Let's go.
All right.
I want at least a jar of honey, by the way.
A jar? Yeah, that should be easy.
Or a barrel. Could you do a barrel?
Yeah, probably.
Yes.
You want to find out?
Gonna make so much money. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, we'll be fine.
A terrible duo. That is a terrible duo.
Yeah, and Willow's just gonna kind of walk by your side.
So I should say loud on the walk, just I don't know the nicest way to say this, so I'm just gonna say it. Was I a dick to Juby?
I don't think it was a dick move. It was called for. He shouldn't have done what he did.
Dude, that's what I'm saying, but
As Vago's gonna kind of pipe up, if Falula hadn't reacted in time, I reckon Juby could have been fired there.
No shit. Yeah. I didn't know the policies like that, but when reflecting, I think it's hypocritical of me to, like, I don't think it was right for me to attack somebody on being irrational and, like, just doing shit, because I think I do that a lot. So I'm kind of reflecting on that and thinking, like, oh, well, that doesn't sound correct. You know what I'm saying?
I see, yes. But if you feel like it's wrong, maybe you should apologize.
Fuck no.
Well, then it clearly wasn't that bad.
It might be, but I'm not going to apologize to him. He shouldn't be an idiot, and then he won't have that kind of reaction, is the mindset I have. But that doesn't change if my action was correct, or... Oh god, I'm in a fucking rabbit hole.
Yep, Osvaldo's not gonna say anything to that. He's just kind of walking. Just, like, this is weird.
This guy's fucking weird.
Well, especially because Noam's there and he's trying his hardest not to interact with her.
Yeah.
Man really hates me.
Yeah, you're literally the bane of his existence.
Now you guys gotta become best friends. You guys could literally cure problems.
I think you literally forget.
Enemies to lovers.
Keep forgetting. You're literally the bane of his entire religious teachings.
Yeah. No, she knows that. And after he went off and titty-tailed off, she threw a pillow at him. She doesn't like him.
Yo, the enemies to lovers plot's gonna go hard.
Alright.
Oh, God, no.
Bro, I am not third wheeling this. I am not.
Dude, right now you're the main wheel on a trike. You're the only one working. Good job.
Fuck.
But if there's not much. Snowball. Oh, actually, we can do that real quick.
Yeah, I mean, thanks, bro.
Yep. So you guys kind of enter back into the barracks. I would say at this point, Snowball has probably made her way up and is curled next to Haskell. and is like licking some of Haskell's wounds.
Aww, I would die for this dog. I have known this dog for a singular day. And I don't
know where this is going. Oh, okay.
No, I'm being... I can't just say I would kill everybody in this room, and then I can't say that. It's too predictable. I'm more unique than that.
Yes, yes, you are.
All right, buddy.
Mr. So Barbarian anyway. With family issues.
I know, I know. Variant human, I was really thinking hard today. You know, daring today, aren't we?
Oh boy, you come from a country of scientifically advanced dwarves. What do you want to play? Human.
As opposed to...
Man.
What were my other options? The entire PHB plus?
Dude, I love it. I love it. Ace is like, is there any smart races in this world? I'm like, yeah, yeah. Like, if you want guns, you can play a dwarf. He's like, can I just be a human?
He just like me for real. He just like me for real.
I can't wait.
He was originally gonna be an icy era Kokra as well, and then he just yes. one day comes up like, yeah. So anyway, like my choices are era Kokra or dwarf. Yep. If that's what you want, and he's like, okay, I'm just gonna play human. I'm like, god dang it.
He's literally me, chat. Anyway.
I could dox him, he won't figure out.
He doesn't watch these.
So true, bestie.
Does anyone watch these?
Yeah, oh, Willow does.
Our viewers are
Willow's not even caught up on the first season.
Yeah.
This is episode 18. She's got a lot of work to do.
Let's be all yeah. our other listeners listen. Right, guys.
Hello, other listeners. I do appreciate each and every one of you.
Hello, listeners.
Doesn't sound like it.
Don't forget to join our Instagram.
I love you guys. We just stopped the session to have a plug.
Yes. Follow us on Instagram. The Instagram we don't post anything on.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey, it's my fault too. I'm not good at social media.
Hey-o.
I just gotta get some stuff to post.
Anyway, shall we get back to D&D?
Yes, let's get back to
D&D. Yep. That was a nice little 5-minute break after everyone almost died.
Yeah.
I didn't almost die.
I did almost die.
Shut up, those of you who didn't almost die. I'm talking to you, clearly.
But yeah. Chris will say, alright. He'll turn to whoever is with him at the time or wishes to be, or is in the dorm at the time and state, yeah, I'm thinking about taking Snowball for a walk and maybe see if I can go to the library again. So, maybe, I understand, you said you wanted to meet with Victoria, right?
I have to stay near Victoria.
Yep. So, we can wait here till Victoria, discuss then, but I'm gonna head to the library with Snowball.
Are you gonna be able to take Snowball in the library?
That's what I'm about to find out. I'd like to say please. It's just, yeah, I think Snowball should experience everything. Including books.
Is that the barracks?
Yes.
What, Victoria?
I was just asking if they were at the barracks.
Yeah, they're currently in the rooms, but you went off to go find medical help.
That's true.
So where did you go?
Is there like a little nurse's station?
No.
Oh.
Scream for help.
No.
Damn.
Every squad is equipped with a healer, so like...
Well, darn it! Hey, I guess I'll just do this the hard way. I'll go back to the room.
Hey, go back to the room. Osvago, Noam, Falula, Christopher, Snowball, all there.
Hi, guys!
Yay.
Things.
Osvago, you got any juice left?
Yes, I have plenty. Well, I have two left, but...
Could I get just some of that?
For yourself? Sure, come over
Please.
Here.
Yay.
I'll walk over. Wow.
He kind of like touches your arm. You can hear him give kind of a not silent, but a small prayer to Vecna for long life. You are healed 14 HP.
Oh, hell yeah. Perfect. Hey! That puts the pet back in your step.
Like I said, I only had my most powerful spells left. But I plan on resting most of the day.
That's so, fair.
Do you know if Haskell still needs healing?
She probably does, but she's also asleep.
It won't so wake her up, just, so.
I'd hit her with it.
Yeah, he'll go over and give her a heal. Oh boy! He hit her with 20 HP. She is good.
Hot damn.
That's a real one.
What are the rest of y'all gonna do today?
Heading to the library.
Yeah. Ophelia said we got the day off, the rest of the day off, but we're not allowed to go anywhere alone. And I got orders to stay by your side.
Or go into the library. I'm gonna read A Frozen Heart again.
Are you serious? No way, you're about to read the same. Why would you read the same book again?
Because it's beautiful, Chris.
That, no, you've already, you understand what's going to happen. That takes away like half of the weight of the story.
But I like the scene where they're sitting and they're like in the library.
Oh my gosh, don't remind me. Oh my gosh, don't remind me. Nope.
And he looks at her and he's like,
I'm not going through that twice. Alright? I've handled it once. I handled it like a champ. And I'm not dealing with it again. I handled it great.
Christopher?
Yep.
Did you have a favorite rock when you were a kid?
What kind of question is that? Faluma.
What?
Did you have a favorite rock when you were a kid?
No.
Can I ask why you're asking?
I'm also curious. I had favorite spots.
I was
spots.
Just going to use it as a parallel for, you know what's going to happen with the rock. It's going to do rock things, but you keep playing with it. But he didn't play with the rock, so it wasn't going to work.
No, but you made your point by saying that.
I'm a little confused. Okay. I'm annoyed I don't know what's going on.
Favorite rock, Falula?
I did. It's still at my house back at home.
That's so good.
That's did you name it?
Oh, yes. I named it Boulder.
That's so good, Falula.
Boulder's Gate.
Heyo.
All right, let's go to the library. Come on, sure. I want to read it again.
I gotcha. Snowball, come on. Let's go.
Snowball, like, just happily jumps down next to your feet, follows you.
Oh. Ah! Together.
I'm holding it in.
So anyway, Noam, there's this scene in the book. Where?
You see Chris actually close his ears.
And this is when we will go and go to Juby. Juby, yeah. You and Willow are currently walking to the temple district. I would say at this point you've made your way there. Willow, right. Willow's kind of just going to look down at you. So what are we doing here exactly?
Mostly check out the cardinal, see if I can get this infused in my blood, ask potentially on spells, because those, yeah, you know those ones that I casted early if you saw them at all?
Yes.
I didn't know I could fucking do that. So I'm really just coming to see if, figure out what I got.
You know, doing that in the middle of combat probably isn't the smartest idea, Juby.
Yeah, I just went purely on feelings. I wasn't really in the right mind, so I drank honey, which led me to this situation. Honestly, I don't think a pay cut is enough. I might ask for another, or, you know, maybe labor. Maybe labor work. Anyhow. Hello?
You bang on the door. An old man in a purple robe opens up the door, looks, He sees you. It's the bee!
What?
And all of like the old men in robes all start come running up to you. Oh my gosh. Hello, Bombay. Have you learned any new spells? Have you come to do magic? Ooh, show us.
Oh, okay, I don't know how, but hold on. He is going to try to cast Chaos Bolt again, but he is out of spell slots. So just nothing happens. I can't do it again.
They all still kind of clap. Good try!
Besides the... I also figured out I can also create honey, too. Besides just combs.
They all kind of look around, whisper. Is that something you're able to show us?
Yeah, sure. It's just gonna... just a little. Just gonna create a small, like, petri dish, you know? With just some honey in it.
Is an immediate fight. All the wizards kind of die for it. Just like, no, I get to taste the magic honey. No, it's mine. I showed him to the cardinal. It's mine.
Just gonna look over at Willow with just a deadpan expression.
Willow just kind of looks down. This is why I said I was gonna make so much money.
Yeah, well, I made a promise already.
Yep. Now, do you have personal... Do you have personal ties with this cardinal? Can we just get past these old farts and we're good?
I was gonna ask, but I don't know if I do. But he did teach me, kind of.
If he's your mentor, she's just gonna kind of start pushing the way through the old men.
Yeah, just gonna walk right behind her.
They're all still kind of clamoring for the honey. It's not much. It's probably only like 5 people.
Yep. All right. Just walk up the tower.
Actually, while you are walking up, the cardinal will in fact be walking down.
Hey!
Hello, Juby. Does there seem to be an issue?
Oh yeah, I got a new crystal. I was wondering if I could use it somehow.
Oh!
Just like the magic crystal ball.
Yes, I might need to take some more of your blood.
Yeah, sure.
I see you've brought a friend along to help us.
Yeah, this is Willow, somebody else in the squad.
I see.
They throw fire. They miss.
She looks quite mad at that one.
But apparently she does know it's some interesting people. The said people that we put a wall in, kind of blew a hole into. It's don't mind the wall thing. It was interesting. You had to have been there for it.
GP, I do not care about your adventures. I'm just here for your magic. Now, if you'd like to come up,
just hoping to use this.
As you kind of come up to the kind of observatory he has upstairs, he is going to pull out the same chair with the same arm straps in it. All right, you know the drill, GP.
Yeah, the chair.
Willow just looks at you, Juby. The chair?
Well, so, like, you know, on, like, the... Like, what was it? Whatever, some days ago. I came here, learned magic. I was in the chair for most of the day. Just gonna strap himself in.
I think I need to tell Ophelia about this.
Yeah, you know, it was just mostly me almost getting stabbed, hit. I threw myself in the roof.
As you're saying this and strapped into the chair, the cardinal's immediately gonna punch you in the face.
Okay.
And at this, Willow's just gonna watch.
You know, you could just use a knife. You know, you said you needed blood, right?
Well, I'm going to extract your blood with a syringe, but we have to make you angry first. As he just slaps you again.
Okay. All right. Pretty alright, the pain, you know.
Fine, I'll get the knife.
Okay. You know what? No. Maybe this is the retribution I need for today. I'm fine. Give me the knife.
yeah, he's gonna go grab a knife, and he's going to come back, and he's going to stab you in the shoulder.
Right.
You are going to take 4 points of damage.
Okay. Ah. The stabbing never does any difference. It gets the blood rushing.
And I'd say at this point, while you're kind of bleeding, your blood at this point, instead of having these kind of like little golden dots in it as it begins to flow out of you, seems to be more concentrated. There's just a like half and half mixture of this gold liquid and yellow liquid just coming out of you. Oh, maybe I didn't need to strap you to the chair. What's the fun in that? And he's just gonna start collecting the blood.
Okay. He's not even gonna stab him again.
Nope. He'll just collect a vial of blood, untie you from the chair.
Yeah.
Well, Juby, Willow, you are free to go. I should, hopefully, if it's just the same process as doing your staff, it should be by tomorrow, but I'm gonna walk other apprentices through how to do it.
I also got another question. Do you have just, like, a general idea of spells? I don't know any. Like, I casted, like, this one lightning bolt. It just obliterated a golem. And also created like this strange like haze, this mist made of honey.
I can't say I know. Some spells you have might be unique to you, Juby. Like any honey-based spells, I've never heard of honey-based spells before. But
I'm mostly curious on like the normal ones.
I mean, I know plenty of normal spells, but there's no way to know what you have unless you cast them in front of me.
Ah.
Are you able to cast any spells?
I don't think I have the energy for any extravagant ones. I can create honey pretty fine, though.
That won't really help us in our current situation.
How do you cast something you don't know?
I don't know. I'm a wizard. I'm not a sorcerer. I don't know. Juby, your magic is fundamentally different than mine.
You think mending might work?
I don't know. Does it feel like it might work?
Let's find out. Juby takes out his staff and he breaks the chair.
Alright, go mend it.
Alright. Do I just think about it?
I guess.
Alright, just gotta... Okay, hold on. You gotta break off one of the legs. And then... just... put it right next to, you know, to the base. All right. Mend. Mend. Do I just stick it? Do I just do it? Maybe I slather in honey.
Just. Oh, you actually do have it. So yeah, whenever you think mend, yeah, you just mend it fully up. Did you draw a little Kirby in that short amount of time? Or has that been there the whole time? Before. Oh, okay. I didn't see it when I switched back.
That's been there for a while. But yes, I did draw that in one session when I did draw it.
Okay.
And then...
love Kirby.
And later on, I drew this guy, like, more thoroughly.
Ooh.
What guy?
I threw it in the
chat. Over general. That's a wonderful picture.
Back to session. But yeah, you can in fact mend the leg back onto the chair.
Aha! I thought, okay. Can you just give me a list? Can you just give me a list of known spells?
No. I'm afraid I can't. I don't just have a list lying around. You'll figure it out as you go. Most sorcerers do. You're still young. You have plenty of time ahead of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. I'm just gonna try to fix this chair. Hold on.
Yes, please do.
Okay. Just gonna mend the chair back up as you can.
Yeah, you fully mend the chair, straps and all.
Alright. I'll be back tomorrow. We'll all get your thing outside. Those old men down there are they're ravenous. And just gonna leave.
Yeah. Willow will leave with you.
It's really helping for Alyssa spells. Like, what am I supposed to do with that? I don't know what I'm supposed to cast. Feel it? Whatever. So, do you have, like, a barrel?
Oh, yes, my father should have one.
Alright, let's just go get your barrel, then.
Yeah. And she is going to kind of, walk ahead of you and lead you.
Go back to the others?
Yeah. At this point, we can go back to, Christopher, Victoria, and Noam as you all make your way towards the library.
Let's go in.
Yeah, you guys head in. Pigeon's still kind of at the front desk. He gives you all kind of a hand wave.
Got my card yet?
Your card was dropped off with your family.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Like we said.
I forgot that part. Sorry.
But yes, welcome back. Let me know if you need any help, but I assume you know where the books you are going for are.
I sure do.
Yeah. I'm going to stay down. I think I'll do some more studying on... see what I can find. But I also wanted to ask, can I bring a dog in? Dog isn't accurate, sorry. Fox. Oh. Just gonna...
He kind of looks over. Oh my heavens. Is it trained?
Yeah.
It should be fine?
Yeah.
Just don't let it attack me?
I promise. She would never... I changed my mind. I don't know if this is the best for him. So I'm not going to do anything. But what I will do is continue forward. Thank you for your time.
Yes, thank you. And I'll just kind of go back to reading his book, keeping an eye on Snowball.
Do we need... Is anybody else with us?
No, I'm here.
No, but I am here. Nobody else is with me. Except me.
It's just Victoria, Noam.
Okay, I thought Victoria would need Noam would need, like, a library pass or something.
No, you didn't need a library card to get in the first level.
Oh, Dubbington.
Like, the library card was, like, if you wanted to take books away.
Got it. Shit. And we both got one. Good. Victoria!
Yeah?
Keep an eye out for anything related to, my... perhaps God. We don't know that.
You were gonna say you're God.
Well, we don't know that.
I'm confident.
I'm glad you're confident. Do you have any proof?
Ice. Yes.
So just because wow. No, I didn't even think of it from that perspective.
But you also read the Frozen Heart, and like.
It was a great book. I'm not saying
you're like him.
Yeah, that's such an insult.
It's not.
I don't.
It really ain't though.
How is that not an insult?
Because he's like really cool.
First off, ice pun. I'm really annoyed. Second off,
I didn't even mean to make an ice pun. I'm gonna be perfectly honest.
I know that. I'm still annoyed. Secondly, why would you call him, like, why would you then compare us and then call him cool? That's, just don't do that.
Because you're cool?
All right, bro.
I don't know. Right.
Thanks.
Oh, do not call me bro.
What's up? Why can't I call you bro? I think that's awesome.
I don't, fine, if you want to.
Holy shit, wait, that worked. You're a pushover. I'm not calling you.
Oh, you are exactly like him then.
How am I just like him? That doesn't make any sense.
I'll let you figure that one out. Come on, Noam, you're gonna read this new book.
Oh my.
Okay.
Does Noam know how to read?
Yeah. Well, she knows how to write.
That's fair. That's fair.
I think now whenever Chris is slightly annoyed, just starts petting Snowball. Simple life.
Yeah, Snowball's probably going to let out a couple of yips and just kind of curl up next to you.
Yeah, he'll be doing that and studying, might read Frozen Heart again.
No, after you read this, I want you to tell me what you think, and also tell me that I'm right in saying that the male lead is like Chris.
Okay.
Okay. Let's do this.
I also Chris, can I hold Snowball? Other gods.
That's Snowball.
Oh, shoot, yeah. You could do that. Yeah. I'll read The Frozen Heart, and you can find books on the gods. That's perfect.
Noam will walk over to the librarian. Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a reference on the gods? Maybe runic gigantic gods?
I'm afraid there's not. I mean, there's only one god that deals with giants? That would be Thera's Dune, but. Are you looking for, like, an overall book?
Yeah, I'm trying to find a religion. Recently. Want to find a religion.
Well, I must say the religion of Alzac is quite a good religion, if I do say so myself.
But is he, what kind of?
Ice and rebirth.
I don't think ice is my thing.
Well, it doesn't, you can worship a god, even if your powers or what you do isn't related to them.
Yeah. I don't know, I just want a generalization to see what's good.
Yes, he'll kind of like hop off his chair, his little 4 foot, oh my gosh, what is he? I know what he is, a puffin. His like 4 foot puffin body is going to kind of waddle next to you. Just follow me, I'll get you a little encyclopedia on the gods.
Thank you.
He'll kind of just go to a shelf. Kind of climb up this little ladder, he rolls over to it, pick down an encyclopedia for you, and just hand it off.
And she'll go back to Victoria and start reading it.
Perfect. Yeah. You just start reading the Encyclopedia of the Gods. Where is this? What the?
I still don't know. Feridun makes sense for her, but at the same time, she doesn't want to because of the cardinal has thrown her off it.
Where is... How How do you search for, like, a certain thing within a document?
Control F.
Thank you. Yeah, so, Juby, you kind of continue walking with Willow.
Now I know their home address.
And, you are going to be kind of led into a storefront. Willow opens up the door, there's this little bell ding, and all you smell as you come in here, Barry, I mean Juby,
yeah,
is just the fresh smell of bread.
Ooh.
Fresh smell of bread and sweets as Willow kind of makes her way in. Father! Father, we need a barrel! Oh, and all nice of a place. Sudden, all of a sudden, this kind of portly, kind of short black hair, black mustache, probably only like 5'6" human steps out from like the back room and's like, "Oh, Willow, my daughter. Yes, we have empty barrels in the back." And he kind of looks down to you, the Bombay. Oh, and what is this little cutie's name?
Hey, name is Juby. Thanks for the compliment.
Oh, he's gonna kind of come up to you and hand out a hold out a hand for a handshake.
Oh, just gonna fly up and meet his level and handshake.
Name's Harold.
Harold, Juby.
Yes. I hope you're getting along with Willow, my daughter.
They've been good company. Don't really interact too much.
I know she can be a bit of a pain. And with it, he kind of like walks up to her, pinches her cheek, and starts walking into the back. Willow looks embarrassed.
You had a nice upbringing.
Well, you've just met my father. Let's hope you never meet my mother. Anyway, father, you said you have a barrel.
Okay, so, like, who's the pyromaniac of the family? Like, is it just you? Where do you get that?
She's completely ignoring you and starting to head in the back.
All right.
As Harold will, in fact, kind of bring out a barrel for you.
All right. Good thing the Evs are in here. I'm sure Victoria. What was her name again? Victoria. Is that her name?
Well, it looks you.
Whatever. I'm sure they would invade privacy.
Yes, that's why I brought you, Juby, is because I know you don't care.
Oh. Well, pleasure's all mine. Just gonna start creating honey into the barrel.
Yeah. I will say, just to keep things normal, you could probably only fill the barrel up about halfway before you just start getting tired and have to give up.
You know, I'm starting to discover some limits.
That's good, but that should be enough honey for now, right, Father? He looks, yes, that's enough, Willow. Even a drop of honey from you would have been fine. I'm so proud of you. He goes, pinches her cheek again.
So, like, what do you guys use the honey for, if I ask?
Oh, well, I've never had honey to bake with, but if I was thinking, it'd be good on top of cinnamon rolls.
In fact,
he's going to kind of go run over and get, and he's going to pack up some cinnamon rolls. He kind of looks at you, Juby. How many people are in your squad?
Like, I think 10.
10? Okay, I'll pack up 10 cinnamon rolls with honey on them for you. Let me know how they taste. You all should come by again. I'd be lovely to have Willow's friends over.
All right.
He's just kind of going to give you a smile as he comes over and hands you a bag of honey-covered cinnamon rolls.
How much is this?
Oh, it's free. I haven't made it before, as long as you come back and give me your ideas.
He's going to look over at Willow. Is this okay?
If she kind of looks at you. You gave him the honey if he chooses this.
Yep. All right. Appreciate it. I'm sure the guys might like this.
this might hit me if I try to give him this.
Willow looks, probably. You should give it to him.
I can take a hit. Oh. Now, maybe I'll ask if I'm going to patch up this knife. Yeah, I guess you know what, it's fine. It's just a stab. I think it stopped bleeding already. And just gonna take the snacks and walk on out.
Yeah. Willow's just gonna kind of turn to her father. See you soon. Go and give him like this big old hug while you're not looking, and then quickly follow you outside.
I knew she was soft.
Yeah. With that, Juby, do you and Willow start making your way back to the barracks?
Yeah.
Perfect. So, next, we are going to go to the library group again. And, oh boy, I hope you are ready for a lore dump, Mrs. Encyclopedia. Get ready to start writing things down.
Note taker, write things down.
Okay.
Everybody has access to the notes. Write your own.
Yeah, if you don't write these down, you end up forgetting it. I'm not holding my sister accountable.
Hold on. All right.
Okay. So in this world, the encyclopedia kind of breaks it down that, very simply, there are evil gods and there are good gods. The good gods were some of the kind of first gods to come down, make creation in their image, and the evil gods, jealous of their creations, basically corrupted it in the end. So while Hecate created the day and night cycle, Pelor was the one who in fact corrupted it and made the sun such a dangerous thing. Now, going down the list, there is the evil gods, the first one of which being Bahamut, the platinum dragon god of death, dishonesty, and tricks. He is often known as being just like an evil war god who kills without mercy, but he is also known as being currently dead. He was slain by the first daughter of Hecate. The second evil god is Pelor, the god of sun and burning light. The god who is responsible for the sun's just absolute hostile nature, completely scorching the earth every day. The next god is Raven Queen. She is the god of necromancy and nightmares.
Should skip over that because she would somewhat know the religion.
Yep. And then the next one is Moradin. He is the god of creation.
Mm-hmm.
Then going on to the good gods, these ones kind of talk about them a bit more. There is Vecna, who you know Osvago worships. He is a god of long life, peaceful death, and old age. Often known for being the one who kind of blessed everyone in this world with long life, allowing them all to live to the ripe old age of 150. Then there is Tiamat, the nine-headed dragon mother. She is known as the god of color and art. She is known to inspire many artists into making beautiful pieces of artwork, whether it be kind of drawing, painting, acting, music. She is often seen as just like a muse for the arts. Then there is Asmodeus, the god of honorable combat. He is kind of described as maintenance, staying true to yourself, kind of being who you want to be, treating everyone with respect, but also not letting your enemies live any more days than they have ridiculed you. Then there is the main Hecate, the lady who created all life, Hecate, the goddess of witchcraft and the moon. And then there's Therizdun, the god of ingenuity and invention. And then we start getting onto not lesser gods as they're described, but all the children of Hecate, which are known as the moons and each have a month corresponding with them. If I can find where I put them, there they are. You, of course, know the first daughter, Malzinarath. She is the daughter of war and bloody petals. The second son is Halimach. He is the son of rebirth and new growth. The third moon, Kelzad, is the god of invention, often working with Therizdun himself. Number four, Belzer. Not a son or a daughter, just a child of the person of Hecate. Is the god of relaxation. Five, Barnabas, a halfling male. He is the god of construction. Six, the moon number six, is a star elf female named Rilara. She is the god of magic and the stars. Moon number seven is Meketith. He is kind of a helper to Vecna in a way. He does a lot of the same things Vecna does. Moon number eight is a half-orc named Vistrel. She is a shamanistic healer. Moon number nine is Carius. He is often seen as a god of gluttony, party, and feast, kind of bringing an end to the year. And then moon number 10, Alzac, the god of the frozen wastes, bringing the new rebirth.
That's my boy!
And those are all the known gods of this
world. Allegedly!
Allegedly your boy.
Okay.
Possibly.
And of course, as you know, all the good and children have churches in this town.
Yeah. She would have asked for a pen and paper and just was writing names down.
Yeah, that would have been provided to you pretty easily.
But she'd have a list of about a couple of gods that she kind of would be interested in.
Perfect.
But if she finishes that before Victoria finishes her book, she'll go find a copy of the book Victoria's reading and start reading that.
Got it. You go begin reading Icy Heart. The Frozen Heart, sorry. And I think that is the perfect time to end tonight's session. Sorry, tonight's session was a bit shorter than normal, people. I will apologize for that.
People late.
We got students, man.
Some of us are learning. Some of us be doing that learning.
I'm not called out or anything. Also, there's two people not here, but we're not going to talk about them.
Well, one of them's literally graduating today.
One of them is graduating.
Yippee! So that
counts as learning. Speaking of which.
I was hoping you'd forget.
Hell yeah. Like, Tidehack Studios. Is he composed by Diana? I don't know.
I think it says it is.
Hold on. Wait. Yeah. Vocals and lyrics. Basically all of it, besides the instrumental composition, which is, yeah, but we're not getting to the nitty-gritty there.
Anyway, thank you all once again for listening, and we will be back next week with a new episode. Thank you all.
Yay!
Yay!
Peace.